Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Anubha Rohatgi with the Midday News. The headlines. Over 33% voter turnout recorded till 1 p.m. for all 70 assembly seats in Delhi. Political fate of 699 candidates, including Aam Aadmi Party leader Arvind Kejriwal, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi, BJP's Pravesh Verma and Congress leader Sandeep Dixit to be decided. By polls in Erode East Assembly seat in Tamil Nadu and Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh also taking place today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi takes holy dip at Triveni Sangam in Mahakumbh. President Donald Trump withdraws US from United Nations Human Rights Council. And in cricket, Ranji Trophy quarter-final between defending champions Mumbai and Haryana moved to from Lahali to Kolkata. Voting is underway for all 70 assembly seats in Delhi amid tight security. 33.31% voter turnout was recorded till 1 p.m. A total of 699 candidates are in the fray. Elaborate arrangements have been made to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling in the national capital. Over 13,700 polling booths have been set up across the assembly constituencies. Out of these, 70 polling stations are being managed by women, while 70 others are being managed by Divyangjans. The Election Commission has deployed more than 1,80,000 polling personnel to ensure smooth conduct of elections. Assured minimum facilities have been put in place for the voters, including ramps, wheelchairs, medical teams and crash services. Political leaders whose political fate will be decided today include Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi and Delhi Minister Gopal Rai, BJP's Vijender Gupta, Pravesh Verma, Ramesh Bidhuri and Kailash Gehlot. Congress leaders Sandeep Dixit, Harun Yusuf and Alka Lamba are also in the political battlefield. Our correspondent Anupam is now with us on the phone line from Karolba constituency. Anupam, how is polling progressing in the area?
Anubha, currently I am in Karolbagh Assembly constituency, which is part of the central district in the national capital. And this area has a large number of traders community. And I can see large numbers of people are in the queue. On this seat, BJP has fielded Dushyant Gautam and AAP candidate is Vishesh Ravi. Rahul Dhanak is the Congress candidate. Since morning, I have been visiting Malviya Nagar, Kalkaji, RK Puram, Chhatarpur and Mehroli constituencies. And everywhere the voters' enthusiasm is seen. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure hassle-free voting in the city. At some booths, table tennis and chess-like sports facilities and yoga facilities have been made for the engagement of voters. Theme-based polling booths have been set up in different areas. One of the booths was on space, highlighting India's achievement in the sector. Many pink booths managed by women staff only have been set up where posters of women icons like Lata Mangeshkar, Kalpana Chawla, Mary Kom have been placed. In several areas, it was witnessed that people from all age groups were excited to cast their votes. There has been allegation of urban apathy during voting in metros, and the kind of enthusiasm we are witnessing this time, we can expect that this time the previous record of voting will be broken by the Delhiites.
Anupam, thank you for that detail. And now let's go over to Jangpura constituency, where our correspondent Bhupendra is with us on the phone line. Bhupendra, what is the latest you have and who are the prominent candidates from this constituency?
Yeah, Anubha, voting is progressing smoothly in all the 70 assembly constituencies. Voters of all age groups are in queue to cast their votes. And so far, 33.31% voting percentage has been recorded in the national capital. Maximum voting turnout, 39.51% was recorded in the Northeast Delhi, while the lowest 29.74% in Central Delhi. Right now, I am present at Jangpura Assembly seat in Southeast Delhi. Here, 31.24% voting percentage recorded so far. And if you talk about the arrangements, the Election Commission has made extensive arrangements to ensure smooth and transparent polling. Facilities like drinking water, toilets, wheelchair, and paramedical staff are available here. And tight security arrangements have also been made. And the polling stations and premises are being monitored through CCTV. And Delhi Election Commission officials are constantly keeping an eye on the polling stations. Talking about this seat, Jangpura is witnessing a fierce triangular contest. From this seat, former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia is trying his luck from Aam Aadmi Party, while Tarvinder Singh Marwa is contesting from BJP, and Congress has fielded Farhad Suri. So the voter can cast their vote till 6 p.m. and it is expected that the voting figure will break previous record. Back to you, Anubha.
Bhupendra, thank you for that update from the Jangpura constituency. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna, Union Ministers Dr. S. Jaishankar and Hardeep Singh Puri, Senior Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi, Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena and Delhi Chief Minister Atishi were among the first to cast their vote for the Delhi Assembly polls. After casting his vote, former President Ramnath Kovind appealed to every voter to cast their vote. Meanwhile, former Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachur, after casting his vote, said it's an extraordinarily important event in the life of every citizen. He added that our constitution is one of the few constitutions which gave a right to vote at its very birth to every citizen who attained voting age. Polling began at 7 a.m. today and will continue till 6 p.m. The highest polling percentage so far was recorded in northeast Delhi with 39.51%, followed by Shahadra, which recorded 35.81%. The New Delhi district registered 29.89% of voting. New North Delhi has recorded 32.44% and Northwest has recorded 33.17%. In South Delhi district, 32.67% voting has been recorded till now. In Southeast, 32.27%. In Southwest, 35.44%. And West Delhi has recorded 30.87% voter turnout. The Central Delhi district recorded the lowest voter turnout till now, which is 29.74%, while in East Delhi, 33.66% voters have turned up till now. Meanwhile, voting for bipoles in Erode East Assembly seat in Tamil Nadu and Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh is also underway. Till 1 p.m., over 42.41% voter turnout was recorded in Erode East and around 44.59% was recorded in Milkipur. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that voting is the oxygen and base of democracy. Addressing media after casting his vote for the Delhi Assembly elections at the North Avenue polling booth in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar said that voting is fundamental to all the rights and there is no bigger right than this. He highlighted that India is the oldest and the most vibrant democracy in the world where regimes change through only voting. The Vice President also lauded management of the Election Commission. He urged all voters to exercise their right.
मतदान सब अधिकारों की जननी है इससे सर्वोपरि कोई अधिकार नहीं है प्रजातंत्र का महत्व तब है जब हर व्यक्ति अपना मतदान विवेकपूर्ण तरीके से स्वतंत्रता से और देश के लिए करे इसी से प्रजातंत्र फलता है फूलता है विकसित होता है प्रजातांत्रिक व्यवस्था का बहुत बड़ा उत्सव मानता और जो व्यवस्था की जा रही है चुनाव आयोग के द्वारा सरलता से सुगमता से विश्व इसका कायल है हमने जो तकनीकी अपनाई है जो त्वरित गति से आपके मतदान का नतीजा सार्वजनिक रूप से घोषित होता है दुनिया इसकी सराहना कर रही है
Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar today lauded the efforts of polling officials, security forces and others involved in the smooth conduct of Delhi Assembly polls. Talking to media after casting his vote in Delhi's new Motibagh area, CEC Kumar said that more than 12,000 to 13,000 rallies were held peacefully in Delhi in the past 1 month due to the hard work of all returning officers and DCPs. Mr. Kumar highlighted that the commission has given strict orders to ensure level playing field and fairness.
सारे पोलिंग ऑफिशियल्स का सारी सिक्योरिटी फोर्सेस का एमसीडी का एनडीएमसी का सबके लोग बहुत मेहनत से और सारे आरओज सारे डिप्टी कमिश्नर्स और पुलिस सब मेहनत कर रहे हैं और उसी का फल है कि करीब करीब 12-13 हजार से ऊपर रैलीज और सभाएं पिछले एक महीने में दिल्ली में हुई मतलब पीसफुली हुई जो छोटी मोटी घटनाएं हुई जिनकी शिकायतें हुई उनको इमीडिएटली उन पर कार्यवाही हुई तो ये निष्पक्षता है और ये लेवल प्लेइंग फील्ड है हमने हिदायत भी दी हुई है सबको बहुत सख्त कि सब लोग बिल्कुल लेवल प्लेइंग फील्ड को फेयर प्ले को सुनिश्चित करेंगे और सबसे पुनः अपील है कि जरूर जरूर वोट देने
Union Home Minister Amit Shah is holding a security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir on the second consecutive day in New Delhi today. The meeting, chaired by the Home Minister yesterday, was attended by Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi and other senior officials. In the review meeting held last month, the Union Home Minister had directed all security agencies to adopt a zero-tolerance policy against terrorism and work in a coordinated manner to eliminate terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir. He had emphasized on the implementation of Area Domination Plan and Zero Terror Plan in mission mode. In that meeting, Mr. Shah appreciated efforts of the security agencies for a significant decline in terrorist incidents, infiltration and recruitment of youth in terrorist organizations. And now news from Mahakumbh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today took a holy dip in the Triveni Sangam at Mahakumbh Prayagraj. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the snan at the Sangam is a moment of divine connection. He said, like the crores of others who have taken part in it, he was also filled with a spirit of devotion. Mr. Modi hoped that Ma Ganga will bless countrymen with peace, wisdom, good health and harmony. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The Prime Minister Modi took a boat ride with Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath to reach Triveni Sangam. Mr. Modi performed aarti and puja at Triveni Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati River.
Yato yata hai sami hase tato no abhaya.
In line with the government's commitment to promote and preserve India's spiritual and cultural heritage, the Prime Minister has consistently taken proactive steps to enhance infrastructure and facilities at pilgrimage sites. Earlier, during his visit to Prayagraj in December last year, Prime Minister Modi had inaugurated 167 development projects worth 5,500 crore rupees, improving connectivity, amenities and services for the general public. The Mahakumbh 2025, which commenced on Posh Purnima, 13th January, is the world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, attracting devotees from across the globe. It will continue until Mahashivratri on 26th February. More than 39 crore devotees have taken holy dip in the Triveni Sangam so far. With Dipendra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
Union Minister Kiran Rijiju also took a holy dip in Prayagraj Mahakumbh this morning. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order withdrawing the U.S. from the United Nations Human Rights Council, UNHRC, prohibiting any future funding for the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. President Trump has also directed the U.S. to review its participation in the UN's Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, the body that uses culture and history as a bridge-building mechanism between nations. The executive order said that the United States helped found the United Nations after World War II to prevent future global conflicts and promote international peace and security. However, it said that some of the UN agencies and bodies have drifted from this mission and instead act contrary to the interests of the United States. In cricket, the Ranji Trophy quarterfinal between defending champions Mumbai and Haryana has been moved from Lahali to Kolkata. The match will now be played at Eden Gardens from February 8th to 12th. No official reason has been given for the change of venue. Mumbai Cricket Association President Ajinkya Naik confirmed that they had received communication from the BCCI about the venue change. In the Rosario Challenger tennis, star Indian player Sumit Nagal will face Bolivia's Hugo Delian in the pre-quarterfinals of men's singles in Argentina tonight. And before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Over 33% voter turnout recorded till 1 p.m. for all 70 assembly seats in Delhi. Political fate of 699 candidates, including Aam Aadmi Party leader Arvind Kejriwal, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi, BJP's Pravesh Verma and Congress leader Sandeep Dixit to be decided. By polls in Erode East Assembly seat in Tamil Nadu and Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh also taking place today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi takes holy dip at Triveni Sangam in Mahakumbh. President Donald Trump withdraws the US from United Nations Human Rights Council. And in cricket, Ranji Trophy quarterfinal between defending champions Mumbai and Haryana moved from Lahali to Kolkata. And with that, we end the midday news.